Masechtas Peyam, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses a case similar to the last one, just about the same case, but instead of discussing the chiyuvim, the obligations of Lekat Shechapeya, it's discussing the chiyuvim of Meiser. Kiyotzebay, the Mishnah says, Kiyotzebay, similarly to the previous Mishnah, Hamakdish Peyreisav, if someone is makdish his fruits, he dedicates them towards the Beis HaMikdash, Achalai Bol Anis HaMaisers, before they reach the stage in the production that it would become obligated in Maisers, which is when you smooth out the finished pile of grain, that at that point it's the finished process, and then that's when the point when the Maisers, the Chiv of Maisers takes effect. So if he was Makdish it before that point, Upadon, and then he redeemed it again before that point, and then he himself completed the processing of smoothing out that pile, so then Chayavim, he's going to be obligated in taking off the Maisers, all the different process of Maisers, Truma, Maiserisha, and all of them, he's going to be obligated because since he owned it at the time that it was completed the process, at the time that the Chiyuv takes effect, so he's going to be obligated. Also, Mishibol Anis Maiseris, once it already came to the time that the Maisers took effect, and it became Chayav Maisers, then he was Makdashit. He dedicated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Upadan, and he redeemed it. So Chayavin, he's obligated to give the Maisers, because since he owned it before he was Makdashit, he owned it when the Maiser, when the Chiyav Maiser took effect, so it remains that way, and when he redeems it, he's going to have to give the proper Maisers. However, the case that he will be exempt is if Higdisha and Anshalay Nigmru, if he was Makdashit, he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash before it completed the process, and before the Chiyav, the obligation of Maisers took effect, Ugmara Nagizvar, and the manager of the Beis HaMikdash, he completed the process, he piled it up, smoothed out the pile of grain, and at that time, it was supposed to take effect, the Chiyav of Maiser, but Hektish, the Beis HaMikdash, is not obligated in taking off Maiser. Va'akakach Padan, and then the original owner redeemed it. So in this case, Peturin, he's going to be exempt from the Chiyuv and Maiser, Shebashas Chayvasan, because at the time when the Chiyuv, when the obligation was supposed to take effect, Hayu Peturin, they were exempt, because at that time when it was, the pile was smoothed out, it was owned by Hektish, and it was exempt from Maiser, so when he redeems it afterwards, he won't need to take off Maiser. Mishnah Tess. Misha Lakat Esapea, somebody who gathered up, he picked the peah that was at the end of the field, and the Mishnah is discussing someone that had no right to pick it. He was not a poor man. He was a wealthy man, and he had no right to pick the peah. However, he picked it, va'amar, and he said, harei zu l'ish pleni ani. What I'm picking up now, I want to acquire it not for myself, but rather I want to acquire it for so-and-so, this specific poor person, who has rights to this peah, and I want to acquire it for him. So there's a difference of opinion in the Mishnah if he can do that. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Zachalai. Rabbi Eliezer says that this wealthy man could pick up the peah and acquire it for the poor man, and it now belongs to that specific poor man that he picked it up for. The Chachamim disagree, and they say, you have to give it to the first poor man that shows up. It does not work. It does not go to the one who he picked it up for, and still up for grabs for the first come, first serve, whichever ani takes it. The Rav over here explains what does this machlekes revolve around. Everybody agrees that in order to be able to pick it up and acquire it on behalf of someone else, you need to actually be able to acquire it for yourself. And therefore, the Chacham in the second opinion hold that since the wealthy person can't acquire it for himself, so he can't acquire it for others. Only a poor man who could acquire it for himself can acquire it for others. However, Eliezer disagrees because even the wealthy man, hypothetically speaking, he could be mafkir, he could give up all of his belongings and make them hefker, make them ownerless, and in a moment's notice he can turn himself into a poor person by giving away all of his belongings, and that would give him the ability to take the payah for himself. So hypothetically speaking, he could take the payah for himself, and that's enough to allow him to take it for other people. But the Chachamim disagree, and they say that no, he needs to actually be a poor person to be able to take it for himself, to take it for other people. The Mishnah continues with one other case. Halakat v'ashicha v'apeah shal eved kechavim. If a non-Jew left behind leket shicha and peah, and even though he's not obligated in these mitzvahs, but out of his own generosity, he decided that he wanted to leave these things for the poor people, so then chayav b'meiser, they're going to be obligated in meiser, even though generally the leket shicha and peah that's left behind for aniyim, when the poor people take it, they don't need to take off meiser for it. But over here, this is not real leket shicha and peah. There was no mitzvah for the non-Jew to leave it behind, so it doesn't have real status of leket shicha and peah, and therefore it is obligated in meisres for the poor people that take it. Ela imkein hifker, unless the non-Jew is mafkir, he declares that this grain and this produce is ownerless, it's hefker. So then there's a general rule by hefker, by ownerless things, that meisres does not need to be taken off of it, and therefore, that would be an alternative way that the non-Jew would be able to make his produce in Eretz Yisrael, something that does not need meiser taken off of by being mafkir.